My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So did you by any chance see the Jerry Jones with the media yesterday, or see any of this on social media before I explain it?
Please, I'm you got me at the edge of my seat.
Okay, no. You didn't. All right, so CeeDee Lamb is holding out,
yes,
as we know. The Cowboys have major issues with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. They're not going to do anything with Micah. Micah's there. He knows the deal, even though he probably should get paid. He's not going to yet. They don't have to. Fine. Dak is an issue. We know that. And CeeDee Lamb is not in camp. So he's holding out. Jerry Jones, who probably speaks way too much for an owner, but he does, also the GM, was with the media yesterday. And there's only one clip of it. And he's not there. Gonna have him play it, but that's okay. There's only one clip of it, and you know what? The audio is not even great because it was from a TV camera microphone where they ask him about, are you, what was the word? God darn it. I'm trying to think what the word that they used was. Do you feel urgency? Do you feel a sense of urgency to get a deal done, to get CD in? And he laughs. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. He's like, in high school, urgency, college, I don't feel any urgency.
He'll go on rant. So you're like, dude, come back to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all well and good, as bad as it sounded and looked. What made it worse, though, was CeeDee Lamb then quote tweeted it and put all one of those LOL shaking my head things. Mm-hmm. That's a guy. And then Dak yesterday talked. And as he's walking off the podium, I guess they asked him about it as well towards the end of his little session with the media. And he said, he may not feel it, but I feel a sense of urgency. Like, he needs CeeDee Lamb on the field. And so I come back to what you and I talked about yesterday, just in the general scope of the NFL and the salary cap. How incredibly difficult it is to keep these teams together, or yeah, your cores together, when you've got numerous guys, bring it back to the Jets, numerous guys they're going to have to pay in the next couple of
it's
years.
It's weird, right? Because I think if you look at what the Dolphins did, they paid everybody they needed to pay, right? Tua got paid.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill got paid. So you're like, all right, why can't it work? The problem is, if you're CeeDee Lamb and you look at Justin Jefferson, who got the extension for $140 million, you're like, hey, I know I'm on his level, right? Let's make it work. And you talk about, you know, CeeDee's coming off a big year, you know, 12 touchdowns, 135 catches, 1,700 yards. CeeDee, the Cowboys aren't the Cowboys of last year without CeeDee Lamb.
Bottom line,
he was a monster. He did everything you asked him to do and more. Now, everybody, listen, they got dog-walked in the playoffs against the Packers, and I knew the Packers were going to win that game. But overall, Dak Prescott doesn't have the year he has without CeeDee Lamb. So if you know that, it's time to let's get it over with. Let's figure it out. So I don't know what's going to happen, but if my owner said that, I would be like, oof.
You'd be pissed.
I'd be like, this may not be happening.
And I guess at the end of the day, they get together, he gets what he wants, all is forgiven for sure. But you can't tell me that right now as we sit here, and it doesn't matter what player it is. You just said if it was you and let's say Woody Johnson and this happened, you'd feel the same way.
You just laughed at my future.
Like that to me, Eddie, can you do me a favor, Eddie, in the WFAN only folder, just, and it's not even so much that you can hear him. I want you to hear the end of it, he's just laughing towards it, the Jerry Jones clip from Fox 4 in Dallas real quick.
I went to high school. I went to college. I don't want to say it, but I'm just saying it. I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
I don't have a sense. The beginning's not great. You can hear the end, though. I don't have a sense of urgency of getting anything done. And he's laughing through it.
This is your star receiver who helped you get to the playoffs three straight years
ago.
Yes. And so if I'm CeeDee Lamb, it's disrespectful, my guy, because I'm him. You're not you without me. Like, Jerry owns the team. He'd forever be Jerry Jones.
Absolutely. He's the face of the franchise.
100%. And nobody will ever remove the mic out of his hand because that's what he lives for. However, CeeDee Lamb is that guy for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And your owner just laughed at you.
Yeah. And now, to be fair, I didn't hear the clip that's viral is that. I didn't hear the question. I don't know if they were joking around before. It doesn't matter because all CeeDee Lamb saw was the clip too. I'm probably in the minority of Cowboy fans. I like Jerry Jones. I do. I think he does talk a little too much.
I'm 50-50 on Jerry. I think sometimes if you go back to last year, and there were times where I felt he was more of a distraction than what was going on in the field. And then you said, well, duh. But I go back to the Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
Dak leaves the field. They get the ball to the defense. They just got to stop Miami. And it all comes down to Jerry at the end of that game, instead of saying nothing, said too much in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's sometimes with the way the Cowboys lost certain games last year, it was on the field. Like the defense let him down.
Sure.
Because whatever you said about Dak Prescott, he's always left the field with the Dallas Cowboys up. It was Michael Parsons and company that kind of blew it all the way at the end. And instead of getting on the defense, it was always Dak or CeeDee or just the offense in general. So, and then the pressure's on Mike McCarthy to be this guru. And like Mike McCarthy can't do anything better, more than what he needs to do. You know, like I felt like Mike McCarthy this year is at a standpoint where obviously he has to evolve. Obviously they have to get to the playoffs and hopefully the Super Bowl. But I don't think he can do much more because they haven't given him anything. Like I could see to be a safe repeat 12-win team, maybe go to the playoffs and they're out of there.
Don't disagree, except for the fact of the way they lost at home.
It was embarrassing.
In embarrassing fashion, and they looked unprepared for what they saw.
Well, they
that's all I would say to that.
Well, they let Aaron Jones run down their throat.
They did, and Jordan Love made every throw.
100%.
And guys were running free and wide open against what was supposed to be a great defense.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.